Gary Community Schools is a case study in financial freefall. Dwindling enrollment in the Rust Belt city led to declines in state funding. A few years ago, the district was so broke that Indiana lawmakers seized control. But suddenly, that's all changed. From WFYI's education desk, Dylan Piers McCoy reports on what an influx in federal COVID relief money could mean for the survival of the school system.
Sitting on the bleachers outside Westside Leadership Academy, Nina Burton and a few other Gary parents recalled what it was like to be students in the 1980s.
We had all of the athletics, including swimming. The pool was open because we were forced to take swimming.
Yes, it was freshman requirement. So we had all of the athletics.
The Gary Community Schools had close to 30,000 students and several high schools.
We were still one of the top performers.
These days, fewer than 5,000 students attend Gary Community Schools, less than half as many as it had a decade ago. Westside is the only high school in the district. Many of the Gary school buildings are in disrepair, and the pool where Burton took swim lessons is in such poor condition that it's closed.
Lots of our citizens left because things weren't as good as we'd like them to be.
That's Kimberly Kimball, a Gary graduate and parent. Kimball says that because state and federal funding is based on how many students attend,
kind of a catch-22 situation.
But something remarkable happened to Gary schools this year. The district was awarded nearly $68 million through two federal COVID relief bills. That adds up to about $14,000 per student. And in fact, that's just the latest windfall for the district. Last year, a state law extended repayment on $25 million in interest-free loans so Gary schools could improve or demolish buildings. And voters approved a referendum to dramatically increase local funds for schools. Just a few years after the district reached the financial brink, Gary schools now have a nearly balanced budget. Here's Kimball again.
We're really excited about what it's going to mean to really get the money that we should have had.
Paige McNulty is the manager for Gary Schools. During a virtual meeting with state officials, she explains how urgent problems with the buildings have become.
As I'm sitting here in Ms. Martin's office, it's raining inside the office, literally. I'm sitting here watching it roll down the walls.
Indiana lawmakers stripped the local Gary School Board of power in 2017, and a state board now oversees the district. McNulty and her team have not yet publicly shared a detailed plan for the new federal money, but the district has used some to add an hour to each school day and to pay for stipends for staff. The money will also help foot the bill for a massive list of building repairs that includes essential fixes to air conditioning systems and roofs.
I've had to close school twice since I've been here because of building issues. We had to kind of prioritize our huge needs to get moving.
McNulty hopes that repairs to long-neglected athletic facilities like the football field and the pool will attract new students. And remember, more students means more money. There are a few reasons Gary schools struggle with enrollment. The city of Gary has been shrinking for decades as jobs in the steel industry declined and white residents left the community, which is now largely Black. At the same time, more than half the public school students in the district boundaries go to charter schools, which are independently managed, or to nearby school systems. It'll be hard to win back some of those parents, like Kimmy Gordon. Gordon enrolled her son in kindergarten before the takeover. Soon after, she decided to withdraw him because the district did not provide the services he needed for his learning disability.
It was just a really challenging experience. It was very disorganized.
Gordon sees improvements in the district, but she's still wary.
I only got one shot at this, and I just can't risk waiting for the Gary Community School to get it together.
Devontae Smith set to kick off for the Cougars.
At a football game in mid-September, LeBaron Burton watches his son from the bleachers. LeBaron is Nina's husband, and the couple have five children. The oldest ones used to attend a local charter school called Thea Bowman Leadership Academy. It's the same school the football team is facing off against today.
First and 10, Westside.
When the Burtons decided to switch to district schools, LeBaron Burton says their children were nervous that they wouldn't be good. But their children have thrived, studying music and playing sports. Sierra Burton is a senior at Westside.
I love going to Gary schools. It might not seem like it, but it's a lot of opportunities you have here.
LeBaron Burton says that for the new money to benefit students for years to come, it must also help the community.
Those funds need to be regenerative.
He wants the school system to hire local plumbers, electricians, and professionals.
One of my concerns is that funding has a way of being recirculated back within the community so that we don't get in this position again later on.
Upgrades to the football field and roof repairs won't remake education in Geary, but residents hope the influx of new money will put the district on closer footing with the surrounding schools that it competes with for students. For WFYI, I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy.
This story comes from WFYI's newly expanded education desk covering equity in public schools across Indiana.